And there is the beautiful Monroe centerpiece and his flower or fruit baskets and candelabra, all brought from France in 1817. And these glasses, they're ours. I wanted a very simple design so that the china and silver and glass would show up more. So I looked all over, and the prettiest ones I found came from West Virginia.
Well, they are beautiful.
And then this tablecloth is new. It's a gift to the White House from the firm of Porto. And it's all embroidered in gold to match the centerpiece and the knives and forks.
And these pictures, there are three of them in this room, the two behind us here.
Yes, these two are on loan from the Boston Museum of Fine Arts. All three pictures in this room are by Healy. There's Thomas Jefferson, a copy after Stuart. And then there's Daniel Webster, who didn't live here, but he visited the White House for 40 years. And then the most famous one of all is this one of Abraham Lincoln, which traditionally always hung in the state dining room. Healy was a contemporary of Lincoln, but he only saw him once, so he painted this picture from photographs. And you can see two damaged spots on it, really quite bad ones. So we hope soon to have all the pictures in the White House that need repair repaired.
This is a perfectly beautiful room. Have you changed it a great deal?
No, we painted it white. This room's interesting because it has the most architectural unity of any room in the White House. It's really all 1902, when Theodore Roosevelt did the great restoration with Stamford White and his firm, McKim Mead & White. The architecture, the consoles with the eagles, the furniture, the chandeliers.